Hello, and welcome to Jazz Vignettes from the Hall. I am Maria Leniak. In this special series, music enthusiast Steve Gedrose explores the world of jazz from its roots to the present day. He breaks the fascinating, ever-evolving genre of jazz into easy, digestible themes, backed up, of course, with plenty of music examples. In each episode, Steve will introduce you to musicians who were, or are, some of the key driving forces behind the evolution of jazz music. We recorded Steve's presentations live at the beautiful Old Fire Hall in downtown Whitehorse, Yukon. Annually, between October and April, Jazz Yukon presents 5 concerts as part of their Jazz in the Hall concert series. These events feature leading local jazz groups and are opened with a presentation by Steve, where he provides the background and interesting tidbits about the live music performed that evening. Catherine Russell was born into a musical family. As we will hear from Steve, her parents raised her in the world of performance and travel as they moved around the USA. Being highly inspired by her parents, she pursued her own career, first as a backup singer to many of the finest artists of our time, and then by stepping into the roles of bandleader and featured vocalist. She has a vast knowledge of the jazz and blues idioms, giving her an almost unlimited supply of joyful songs to perform for us. Take it away, Steve.
Hi. Vocalist Brooke Rudolph and the A-Team Band will play a selection of tunes that are taken from a wide variety of sources for us tonight. These are based on versions by some of the finest singers in jazz. Names like Chet Baker, Nancy Wilson, and Kurt Elling top Brooke's listening list. Brooke's theme tonight is Favorite Things. Luckily, she and I are both fans of yet another jazz singer that has been an inspiration to many, the sensational Catherine Russell. Catherine Russell was born in New York City on September 20, 1956. She was born into musical royalty. Her father, the late Louis Russell, was born in Panama. He emigrated to New Orleans, then to Chicago and New York City, becoming a legendary pianist, bandleader, arranger, composer, and Louis Armstrong's longtime collaborator and musical director. Her mother, Carlene Ray, was a pioneering bassist, guitarist, vocalist, and holder of advanced degrees from both Juilliard and the Manhattan School of Music. Carlene performed with many important artists, including the International Sweethearts of Rhythm. This was the first integrated all-women's group in the United States. It featured some of the best female musicians of the day. They were hugely popular and performed jazz and swing tunes on a national circuit of important venues, including the great Apollo Theater in Harlem. It seemed preordained that Catherine would follow in her parents' substantial footprints. As a young woman, Catherine was steeped in early jazz from the 20s and 30s, as well as rhythm and blues from the 40s and 50s. She also developed a love for country music, particularly recordings from George Jones, Patsy Cline, Hank Williams, and Merle Haggard. She summed it up as loving anything as long as it swings. After graduating with honors from the American Academy of Dramatic Arts in Manhattan, she was fortunate to work as a backup vocalist with such stars as David Bowie, Steely Dan, Cyndi Lauper, Paul Simon, Jackson Browne, Michael Feinstein, Lee Von Helm, Wynton Marsalis, Roseanne Cash, and jazz blues vocalist Kerry Smith, among others. So that's not the entire list by any means. Russell appeared on over 200 albums. Her husband, Paul Kahn, suggested that she record an album under her own name in 2004. While she initially rejected the idea, because her career was going just fine as a backup vocalist, her first album, simply called Cat, was released in 2006. The album garnered rave reviews worldwide. She is a fresh and original voice, wrote Sinatra biographer Will Friedwald, who picked Cat among his top 10 CDs of that year. It's a delight to hear the real thing, and Catherine Russell chimed in Nat Hentoff in the Wall Street Journal. Her voice has been described as reminiscent of many of the great jazz and blues singers. Her phrasing is impeccable, and her delivery relaxed and effortless. It never seems as if she's trying. Jazz Times declared, if there's a post-millennial answer to Dinah Washington, surely it's Catherine Russell. Same remarkable vocal dexterity, blues shouter meets jazz stylist. Same espresso strength power, same immaculate clarity, same ability to shift seamlessly from sassy to torchy. As Catherine and I are relatively close in age, I'm older, so I can say that, I was delighted to find a song by a group that was a big influence on our generation in the 1960s and beyond, the Grateful Dead. This adventurous band made a studio album in 1970 called Working Man's Dead, released on the Warner label. One of the songs on that album was a Robert Hunter, Jerry Garcia composition called New Speedway Boogie. This tune refers to the disaster at the Altamont Speedway in 1969, where the Rolling Stones hired the Hells Angels to work security for them. Hunter's lyrics are a response to an indictment of the Altamont affair by rock critic Ralph Gleason. Hence the lead-in lyrics, "Please don't dominate the rap, Jack, if you've got nothing new to say." I think we could apply these very words to many current news stories. On Cat, Russell performs a soulful version of this vintage classic. Her arrangement, featuring acoustic bass and mandolin, is right in line with the folk bass sound of the Dead's version. But of course, Catherine puts her own creative stamp on it. So this is number one, Please Rolly. This is New Speedway Boogie.
The rap, Jack, if you've got nothing new to say. And if you please don't back up the track, this train's got to run today. I spent a little time on the mountain, spent a little time on the hill. Like some say you better run away, others say you better stand still. But I was told it's hard to run with a way to go. Other hand, I heard it said it's just as hard with a way to land. Who can deny, who can't deny it's not just a change in style. One step done and another begun, and I wonder how many miles. I spent a little time on the mountain, spent a little time on the hill. Things went down, you don't understand, but I guess in time you will. Now I don't know, but I was told in the heat of the sun, a man died of cold. Keep on running, don't just stand and wait with the sun so dark and the hour so late.
One. That's New Speedway Boogie from Catherine Russell's debut recording called Cat, released in 2006. Catherine Russell has a knack for choosing interesting and fun songs from days gone by. I really enjoy her version of this track, written by one of jazz's most influential duos, the great Duke Ellington and his faithful collaborator, Billy Strayhorn. Ellington and his orchestra released this song in 1956 with vocals by the outstanding Rosemary Clooney. The song is called I'm Checkin' Out, Goombye, and it appears on Russell's Strictly Romancin' CD, released in 2012 on the World Village record label. A review that I read said, this album is a paean to natural attractions, to a lover, an art form, and to one's family's heritage. Our faithful heroine explores love's foibles, failures, and bliss, from amorous to humorous, embodying the lost art of song savvy, inhabiting the lyric, and allowing each melody to shine. Strictly Romancin' was awarded Vocal Album of the Year by the French Jazz Academy in France, the Grand Prix du Haut Club de France, and the Bistro Award for Outstanding Recording, after reaching number one on multiple jazz charts and number six on the Billboard charts. While she brings a traditional approach to this song, her delivery is fresh and modern. She certainly brings the joyous swing feel that was such an integral part of this era of dance music. I just love her musical conversation with trombonist Jerry Alred. So this is number two, Please Rolly. This is I'm Checkin' Out, Goombye.
Hello? Hello? Is this Harlem 77711? Hello, John? Is this you? I tried to phone you, I hope you ain't sick. I'm checking out, goombye. Nice to have known you, you were my big kid. But I'm checking out, goombye. You tried no trick, you found a new chick, but I was too slick. I'm in the know, you got to go, the cake is all done. It's too bad, our bliss had to miss out like this. I'm checking out, goombye. John? Huh? Oh, no, 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 you're breaking up, baby.
She's gone. I'm checking out Goombye from Strictly Romancin' from 2012. For the next example of Catherine's work, I'd like to play a song called Darktown Strutter's Ball. It's a song written by Shelton Brooks that was published in 1917. This song has been recorded many times and is considered a popular and jazz standard. Soon after its 1917 publication, vocalist Sophie Tucker sang it in her vaudeville routine. A Canadian group that worked in blackface called the Six Brown Brothers recorded it on May 9, 1917. The original Dixieland Jazz Band made the best-known recording of this song on May 30, 1917, which was released by Columbia Records. This recording was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 2006. As a measure of the popularity of the song, more than 3 million copies of the sheet music were sold. This version is taken from Russell's album called Bring It Back, which received a rave 5-star review in Downbeat magazine. On this recording, she is exploring some of the collaborations between her legendary father, Louis Russell, and the great Louis Armstrong. So this is number 3, Please Rolly. This is Darktown Strutter's Ball.
I've got some good news, honey. An invitation to the Strutter's Ball. It's a very swell affair. All the highbrows will be there. You wear your high silk hat and a frock tail coat. I wear my Paris gown and my new silk shawl. Ain't no doubt about it, babe, we'll be the best dressed in the hall. I'll be down to get you in the taxi, honey. Better be ready about 8:30. Oh, darling, don't be late. I wanna be there when the band starts playing. Remember when we get there, honey. 2 steps, I'm gonna have them all. I'm gonna dance out both of my shoes when they play the Jelly Roll Blues. Tomorrow night at the Darktown Strutter's Ball.
Yeah, give it up. Darktown Strutter's Ball, as recorded by Catherine Russell on her Bring It Back CD from 2014. The next record that I'd like to sample is Russell's 2019 release called Alone Together. This is her 7th and most recent studio album as a leader. It is described as a search for truth. The songs draw from composers and lyricists of the Great American Songbook, along with songwriters from the swing and rhythm and blues eras. Russell invigorates their creation with originality and verve. At the center of the recording is Russell's voice, and while comparisons to Ella, Billy, Sarah, Dinah abound, she has a sound all of her own. Blues-infused jazz tunes are the ones I gravitate towards because they enable me to freely express myself in the moment, says Russell. I'd like to sample the title track from the CD, also called, funnily enough, Alone Together. The successful team of Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz wrote this song. Arthur wrote the music and Howard wrote the lyrics. This distinguished duo wrote many great tunes, including Dancing in the Dark, You and the Night and the Music, and one of my favorites, Rhode Island is Famous for You. Russell's Alone Together CD features a core of musicians of her touring band, including guitar virtuoso and music director Matt Monasteri, pianist Mark Shane, bassist Tal Ronan, and drummer Mark McLean. Together, they've visited 4 continents, appearing in major festivals, while also selling out concert halls like the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., Scullers in Boston, San Francisco Jazz's Minor Auditorium in San Francisco, Zenkel Carnegie Hall in New York City, and Tchaikovsky Hall in Moscow. I was excited to discover the Vancouver native and friend to Jazz Yukon, Evan Arntzen, plays the tenor saxophone on this song. So this number four, please, Rolly, this is Alone Together.
Together beyond the crowd, above the world, we're not too proud to cling together. We're strong as long as we're together. The blinding rain, the starless night, were not in vain, for we're together, and what is there to fear? Together, our love is as deep as the sea. Is as great as a love can be, and we can weather the great unknown if we're alone together.
Alone Together, or as my friend Ray Tucker calls it, All One Together. From Catherine Russell's album of the same name from 2019, released on the Dot Time record label. Catherine Russell and her band continue to win fans across the globe. Among her significant achievements are a 2012 Grammy Award as a feature artist on the soundtrack of the HBO TV series Boardwalk Empire. She performed a cover of the 1920s songs Crazy Blues that was used in the Emerald City episode. In 2019, Russell performed on the score to the biographical feature film Bolden, which is a mythical account of the first cornet king of New Orleans, Mr. Buddy Bolden. The movie soundtrack contains original material written, arranged, and performed by Wynton Marsalis, who is the artistic director of jazz at Lincoln Center in New York. She's an artist that deserves attention from all fans of vocal jazz. That's my brief look at Catherine Russell. Thank you very much.
We recorded the live presentation in March 2020. If the music of Catherine Russell does not move you, we're not sure what will. Her many years of singing in a wide array of styles ensure that her music is both varied and authentic. We are delighted that she has taken center stage to entertain audiences around the globe with the elation that she takes from singing. Her expert delivery and intense musicality make her a leading light on the current music scene, and we wait with anticipation to see and hear what she comes up with next. For you, our listeners, the wait isn't long, as we have a bonus track to play. Catherine Russell sings South to a Warmer Place from her album Sentimental Streak.
I'd be glad to stay right here with you. Fact is, that is what I'd plan to do. But from that cool look on your face, I'm going south to a warmer place. Thought I'd given you the best of me. I'd be glad to share the rest of me, but there's a chill in your embrace, so
the program was made possible by Jazz Yukon, a volunteer organization that promotes and presents jazz in the Yukon through an annual integrated program of live jazz presentations and jazz education outreach. This episode was researched, written, and presented by Steve Gedrose. Live recording by Rolly Mitten. Script edits by David Sillery. Dieter Gade is our producer, and I am Maria Leniak. Thank you for listening.